Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 247 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the monsters section, and we're still talking about entities, immaterial, spirit-like monsters. Yesterday we started on the haunting entity, which is kind of like a ghost, but not like a real ghost. It's not a real dead person. It's like, well, it says on this page, quote, their natural state is invisible and they appear as a sphere of energy about the size of a soccer ball, when not assuming the appearance of a deceased individual from the past. So yeah, it's like a little ball of invisible energy the size of a soccer ball. It encounters this sort of floating psychic impression of somebody's memories, starts to think it's that person, and then it sort of cosplays as them until somebody exorcises it or puts it to rest by like playing along with its little ghosty games. Based on that description, you may rightly wonder, what's the encounter like? I mean, what is a haunting entity going to do to you since it's not a real ghost? Like, what does it do that makes it a problem and challenges paranormal investigators? One of the things it can do is a ghost story classic, especially for these sort of like replay an event over and over again ghosts, it can make you feel a feeling, right? If it's a ghost of someone who, I don't know, died of fright or something, it can make you feel scared. It does this with one of its psionic powers. Quote, empathic transmission, described in the tome Grotesque. Now, as you'll know, if you've been following along with the podcast all this time, the tome Grotesque was never released. The tome Grotesque was meant to contain a lot of stuff that is not in the core book, as was Arcanum. There were supplements planned for this game that were meant to hold additional monsters, the entire fucking magic system, more psionic powers, and none of those things ever came through. Now, the author defended this choice earlier in the book by saying, you know, the page count was real tight. If we'd made the book any bigger, it would have been kind of unwieldy at the table. It would have been, like, intimidating. You don't want to intimidate people. It might prevent them from playing the game. So instead, we released this stripped-down version that is still a complete game. It still holds all the information you need to play Beyond the Supernatural, even though we like took out a substantial portion of the supernatural content of the game by removing all the magic stuff. But they didn't remove all the magic stuff. The dumbest thing on this page, and it's throughout, but this is a good day to talk about it because empathic transmission is so core to what the haunting entity does. Many of the monsters in this section refer to material that was cut from this book so that they can't be used fully. And this is not like a couple of isolated cases. Again and again, monsters have powers and connections and facets of their nature, sometimes integral to their nature, as is the case today, that depend on material that was cut from this book and moved to a supplement that never came out. So despite the author's protestations, these monsters are not usable, at least not fully usable, without those books we're still waiting on 15 years later. Let me just give you a rundown. You can see how bad this gets. The Banshee is pretty much fine, as is the Boogeyman. But the Boshala is a great example of a creature that would have been a wonderful cut, as much fun as we had with the Boshala. The whole premise is that they are summoned and directed by specific spells cast by specific spell casters, none of which are in this line. I mean, the author protests that you can play a perfectly functional Beyond the Supernatural campaign without the magic system that was cut, but the whole point of the Boshala is that it's like a risky proposition that a spellcaster uses to harvest PPE to cast spells. Without access to those spells or spellcasters or anybody who really uses PPE for anything, the whole interesting part of the Boshala has to be hand-waved to make this work in a game line with no functional magic. Similarly, the Brain Burrower, as described, is almost always under control of an alien intelligence or ancient evil, none of which are described in this book. They were cut. So we got a henchman monster here, very specifically designed to be used as a tool, right? Very specifically designed to be sicked on player characters by an unspeakable horror, and no unspeakable horrors to be found. No room for them. A really egregious example, the succubi and the incubi. They depend heavily upon magic. From page 238, quote, all Dar Ota know befuddle, calling, charm, and charismatic aura plus one additional spell selected from levels 1 to 5 per each additional level of experience, starting at the creature's second level of experience. And then there's some advice on which spells to take and how much PPE you have to power them. Those are your primary charm abilities for your succubus. Not in this book. Whoops, no magic system. So your succubi and your incubi are out there relying purely on their natural good looks, missing a huge chunk of their power base. I mean, sure, you can do something with them, but you can't use them as the antagonists they're intended to be because they're supposed to fight with magic and there's no magic here. The Devil Ghost, likewise, has the following spells: Befuddle, Calling, Cloak of Darkness, Lantern Light, Shadow Meld, and one of choice for each level of experience. Once again, a major facet of their power base, their precious ability to stay hidden that the Devil Ghost values so much. Remember, that's what makes them a figurative, quote, ghost, is that they stay in the background. They lurk in the shadows. They do it with magic, but whoops, no magic in this book. Why do we have two ghouls in this book? It's because the dimensional ghoul has the additional gimmick that it can be controlled and used as a means to travel to another dimension. How do you control it? Quote, if a practitioner of magic can control it, the D-ghoul can be commanded to take one living man-sized creature with it into another dimension or to another ley line location anywhere in the world. We have two ghouls because one of them can be controlled specifically by magic practitioners and used to teleport either around the world or to other dimensions. Great plot hook. If there were practitioners of magic in this game, there are not. Hey, incidentally, you know what's a great way to kill dimensional ghouls? They take double damage from magical fire, which nobody can use because there's no magic in this game. You may also be interested to know that D-ghouls are often found in the service of Lords of the Dead slash Death, which I guess would be ancient evils and alien intelligences, which aren't in this game, or of powerful human necromancers, which aren't in this game. Ah, the Dybbuk, typically summoned by necromancers and controlled by them. There are no necromancers in this game. Often found employing Nightbloods, which were cut from this game. Often work for greater demons and ancient evils, which aren't in this game. You know where poltergeists love to live? The homes of practitioners of magic, who aren't in this game. In fact, those are about the only player characters, other than maybe Psy mechanics, who would give a damn if a poltergeist sucked out their PPE, which is one of the main threats from a poltergeist. Poltergeist would be a great way to challenge PC spellcasters, if there were any. There are not. And now here we have the haunting entity, who basically just stays on a loop of doing the same action over and over, and one of its main threats to you is it has a psychic ability to project negative emotions directly into your brain, but it can't because that psychic ability was cut and is not in this game. Need I mention the empathic transmission and biomanipulation abilities of the siphon entity that we're about to talk about? Those aren't in this game. Possessing entity, empathic transmission. Ghouls, one of the primary ways to fight or use them is to control them with magic, which isn't in this game. And finally, the main use of hellhounds is that they are, quote, summoned and controlled by practitioners of magic and powerful supernatural beings. But we don't have those practitioners, and we don't have powerful monsters who can summon creatures magically in this game. The dumbest thing on this page, and throughout this section, is that if you're gonna haphazardly select monsters, apparently purely on the basis of what letter their fucking names start with, could you at least take another pass to make sure that you have not presented us with a collection of monsters who almost unanimously have stats we can't use because you cut that material from the goddamn game? You had a whole alphabet of monsters to choose from. Instead of stopping at H, you could have chosen those monsters, like the Banshee, like, for example, the Gremlins, say, who can actually be fully used with the content in this book. And then you could have saved the other monsters, like, say, the possessing entity or the haunting entity, who rely on powers that aren't here, for the future supplements that have those powers. As it is, the haunting entity, which I was already pretty cool on, not my favorite implementation of ghosts, is severely hampered by the lack of the empathic transmission power. And I know, I could go fish out these powers from other books. I could go figure out how magic works in other games and try to extrapolate how it would work in Beyond the Supernatural. Even though it's meant to be very different in Beyond the Supernatural, I could go track down these monsters in Rift supplements and convert them to their SDC versions. But the fact that monsters I could use were cut for monsters I can't use for space reasons is very frustrating. Anyway, I've been talking angrily about this for a while, and I am now in danger of having a soccer ball-sized immaterial entity find this hotel room one day and start pretending to podcast in it. So join me next time when we move on to yet another entity, the Siphon, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.